News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the floor of the House,
I rise today to nominate the gentleman from California, Kevin McCarthy, as Speaker of the House to lead America's new Republican majority.
Kevin McCarthy is facing opposition within his own party. Florida's Matt Gaetz is among those in opposition.
There's very little difference between Nancy Pelosi and her California delegation mate that seeks the gavel. And we want to change because this town is broken. And this is a person who has acknowledged in Mr. McCarthy that the town is broken, and he has been a part of that process for many years as a member of the leadership.
McCarthy says he is prepared to fight for the speaker's gavel.
And I will always fight to put the American people first, not a few individuals that want something for themselves.
More from the AP, Sagar Magani.
It's been a century since a nominee for speaker failed to win an initial floor vote. McCarthy's facing opposition from a core group of hard-right Republicans with a slim majority that could be enough to scuttle his presumed ascension. McCarthy's vowing to fight to the finish, with potentially multiple rounds of floor votes, a spectacle last seen in 1923.
McCarthy needs 218 votes to become Speaker. There are 222 Republicans in the House. The family of Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin expressed gratitude for the outpouring of support and asked people to keep him in their prayers. Hamlin remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital, a day after the Bills said his heart stopped while making a tackle in the opening quarter of a game against the Bengals. Authorities say five guns were recovered from a man shot and killed by police after a chase and gunfire that killed a Western Pennsylvania police chief and wounded two other officers. A criminology graduate student facing first-degree murder charges in the deaths of four University of Idaho students is not expected to fight extradition at a hearing in Pennsylvania where he was arrested last week. This is AP News. 22 people were hurt in a hit-and-run in New York City. A car crashed into a restaurant.
Police in New York City say a white Audi exited a gas station in Upper Manhattan and struck the rear of a Toyota SUV, causing that driver to lose control, jump a curb, and crash into the front window of the Inwood Bar and Grill. Most of the 22 people hurt were hit by flying glass. 19 of them went to the hospital. Police say none of the injuries are life-threatening. The driver of the Audi fled the scene. Police are looking for that person. Julie Walker, New York.
Ken Block, a motorsports icon known for his stunt driving and for co-founding the action sports apparel brand DC Shoes, died in a snowmobiling accident near his home in Utah. Block rose to fame as a rally car driver and in 2005 was awarded Rally America's Rookie of the Year honors. Ken Block was 55. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.